This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I like to keep track, and for the 745th time since I started working with this buffoon, he changed his position on snow and winter. I mean, let's get more snow. I hope it never snows
when,
again.
When did let's I say more snow? More snow? When did I say that?
Oh, constantly.
How dare now. You, sir? You don't have the cards, okay, buddy? You don't have the cards.
Hold on. It was regrettable. I'm sorry. Yeah. Please welcome me back.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah. Joseph said, I'm very indignant towards you about besmirching the snow tolls.
No. I'll admit, I'm with you. It's still, as I said, it's winter up until the Masters starts. But
wait a second. It's winter till the Master starts?
Correct.
Okay, so you're open. Wait a second. Have you changed your position already? Now, are you now for the snow?
And Adam Carter's. No, it doesn't mean I accept the snow, but I will accept that sometimes it snows up until the Masters. But once the Masters hits in my personal calendar, winter is over.
Hmm.
Dead to me.
How about this one? I think your show needs a major reboot. That's fair.
Okay,
that's fair. Wait a second. Having Adam Carter as a special guest ain't it.
Wow.
Also, maybe think about a real producer. Your show has reached a new low. Wow. Thank you.
I love a new low. I love it. Look, we've got plenty of lows, but the new low is the most important low.
Yes. Please text me other lows. I suppose this is just a new low. We don't know if this is the lowest, but it's a.
Can we just talk about what a disgusting shot at the magnificence of Dave Harrigan in that?
Yeah?
Give me a break, buddy.
Dave, how do you feel about that?
Oh, no. Get rid of me. Yeah. Darn. That's a bummer.
You know what, buddy? That text is a new low, okay?
Yes. Yes. Bring it on. Adam, what's your favorite Friday fish fry this time of year? Oh. Are you a big fish fry person?
I like to go to a fish fry. The VFW in good old SSP used to have a great one, but that no longer exists. But that was a great. And I remember,
is that because of the bottom feeding mayor? Did he run that?
No. I think if the mayor had his way, had his druthers, the VFW would still be in the great spot that it was in. But no, they had a great fish fry. It's you want to go to just like an old Legion Hall or a VFW for.
I agree.
You know,
I agree. That'll be a part of the major reboot. You know, more fish fry talk.
Yes.
You know? Adam, what is the best astronaut song? Space Oddity or Rocket Man?
Space Oddity.
It's a pretty good one.
It is good.
It is. Now, Rocket Man's also a very good song.
Yeah, very good song. Right? Yeah. Very similar themes, too. You know, you got the guy out in space, and he's worried about what's going on at home, and madness creeps in.
You okay? I mean, it seems like you're kind of wrapped up in this song.
Contemplating it, yeah.
Yes. More tax, excellent tax coming in. It's all part of the new reboot. We'll read more tax. If Adam Carter could tariff one item on his show, what would it be? I know what it would be in the first two segments. It would have been Jordana, but I enjoyed it. Radio should have a good back and forth. Now, I will say, as I told you in the text, I am, let's see, what percentage am I with you on your argument? Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Not 99, not 98, but 100%. But I like the back and forth. Yeah, what would you tariff on your show?
On my show, what would I tariff?
Yeah. Yeah?
Probably Dave Josephson's, like, talking about, you know, this broom ball. Tariff that.
Does he talk a lot of broom ball?
No, he wants to. He wants to. He knows it gets my it grinds my gears a little bit.
Yes,
it's a new low.
I'll add out here on the trip out west. Haven't played pickleball once this year. I think it's because you belittled me so often when I started playing pickleball last year. You brought trauma to my life.
Well, I might be changing my view on pickleball really soon.
Is that when you're going to Germany? You're going to play a lot of pickleball? Or
in Germany, they actually call it Schweinstuckel. And yes, I will be playing a lot of Schweinstuckel.
I think that's what you're playing with Jen later tonight. More text for Ask Adam Anything. Adam, if you have to sing one karaoke song.
Oh, gosh.
And not miss, now wait for it, not miss a single lyric to win $10,000. What song are you singing? One more caveat. This is an excellent one. You are three cocktails deep, which you probably want to be to really bring it for karaoke.
Wichita Lineman.
Okay. Dave, do we have that right there?
I can find it.
It'd be great if we, yeah. You believe you can nail every lyric of Wichita Lineman.
I think I can.
Okay.
This
Dave, let me know when you have it. Okay.
I got to do the whole song?
The yeah. Every lyric. I will donate $500 to a charity of your choice.
Oh, my God.
If you can do that right now. Now, normal system, we'd have that right away.
Yeah, here we go. Is this karaoke version?
No, you can sing along with Glenn.
I am a lineman for the county.
So far, so good.
And I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
Wow. Tremendous so far.
Wow.
I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the wine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Second verse too, huh?
Yes. This is where I'm worried.
I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain.
Okay, that's it.
And
I
if
declare
it
you
snows
a winner.
That stretch down south won't ever stand the strain.
That is impressive.
Huh?
By the way, the $500 is not to you. Okay, let's be clear.
The Adam Carter Human Fund?
No, it is not
Adam Carter. The Get Adam Carter to Palm Springs Fund? Come on.
Yes. Yeah, what's the deal? Are you not making it?
I'm trying, baby. When do you leave?
Well,
that's when I'm coming down, when you leave.
Well, that's what you said earlier. I will be back in the studio for Tuesday, March 25th version of Ask Adam Anything.
Exciting, tingly. Talk about a new low.
Yeah, that'd be a new low. I'd rather be here till about April 15th, but funny, the folks want to use their own house. How selfish of them.
Yeah.
All right, let's pause. That was very impressive. That was very good. 651-461-9226. We've reached a new low on this radio station, WCCO. Hey, you know when I don't reach a new low? When I go to Stretch Lab. I've been going to Stretch Lab. I'm trying to think this through. Maybe since 2019. I'm not the most flexible person physically. I'm probably not the most flexible person on the show either. But I was sick of waking up and the back hurt, the shoulder hurt, just soreness. And I wanted to increase my range of mobility. And among the 11 Twin Cities locations was one in Plymouth. So I went to Stretch Lab. You can check it out at any point, stretchlab.com. I started working with the specialist, Kevin, Zach, and others. And I am so much better because of Stretch Lab with mobility. I talk a lot about golf on the show. I love to play golf. Absolutely has helped my golf. Beneficial to everyone. You're an old, old man like Adam Carter, or you got a student athlete who's 15 years old, males and females, they'll work it out. And just because of this offer on CCO, they'll give you half off your introductory stretch. Check it out today. Tell them you heard this spot from Chad. Go to stretchlab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Plenty of texts praising Adam Robert Carter for singing, including Adam Carter singing Wichita Lineman gave me goosebumps. Bravo. Then another text says Adam singing Wichita Lineman might be the new low for the show. So
it's all in the eye of the beholder. It's a great thing about art. It's subjective, baby.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So my gal's coming down. And staying here for a number of days. I think Kathleen is more excited for Michelle coming down than I am. Like, she's planning things, telling me what to do. They've been around each other multiple times. They're getting along great. Is this all going to come back to haunt me that my ex-wife and girlfriend get along so well?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that's...
No, I think it's fantastic.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I'm living the modern family. I have Carla's son, Michael, coming down. Michael's still like his son to me. Carla and I, even though we're not dating, we dated for 8 years. We still get along fine. I'm lucky. It's all good.
Call you Elon.
No, I do not have 14 children. Elon. I mean,
wrap it
has
up.
Doge done something with the condoms? I mean. Ask Adam anything. What is Elon's final number of children?
Oh, is he up? So it's 14 and one on the way? Is there a,
Is there another one on the way?
I don't know. Who knows?
Do we ever know
the end
if
of this
one's
segment,
on the way?
At the end of this segment, there's another one on the way. I'll go two more. 16.
Two more. Dave, 16 for Elon. Over or under?
Over. Yeah.
I'm over also. Will we acknowledge Elon tonight during the big speech, Adam Carter?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Is it possible, and I'm not kidding, that Elon will address Congress tonight?
I'm going to go no, but he'll be very prominently featured.
Yeah.
He may have Vance's seat behind him. You never know.
Yeah. Or Mike Johnson. He might just tell Johnson to just get out of here, you know? Among the questions still coming in, how does Adam make broccoli in the air fryer? He mentioned how he loves it in the air fryer and wonder if he adds spices to it.
I roll it in a little olive oil, and then I sometimes just salt and pepper, or I'll put a little red pepper flake sometimes if I want to kick it up a little bit. Or there's a Cajun seasoning that I forget the company that makes it that I'll put on there. And then just it's you got to watch it closely because it crisps up really fast. But I like it a little crisp, but not to the point where they all shrivel up and they're just, they turn into, you know, little brown things.
Little brown things? Yeah. So I love broccoli. We made it the other day. We did get the timing right. Do you like it notably better in the air fryer than in the oven?
I like it in the oven, but yes, I like it a little better air frying it.
Does it crisp a little bit?
Yeah, it crisps up really. And again, it can get very crispy.
Yep. Hey, Adam, more text. If you and Susie were stuck on a spaceship like those two American astronauts, how long would it last before a homicide would occur?
For today, it would have happened like moments after the airlock on the door.
What happened today? What did I miss?
Dave and I were conversing back and forth during the news, and it got a little too loud for Susie.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was your fault.
My fault. And you know what? She's 100% right, because when I was in that same position,
I
used to get irritated by that. So
I know you did. Mike in Minneapolis is called in. Mike, always a pleasure. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I'm wondering if it's possible for someone to wear just a hint of patchouli oil.
Patchouli oil? No. Well, it doesn't matter if it's a hint or a gallon. I think it all smells the same.
I don't know. It just seems like anyone who uses it, they just splash it on, you know.
Yeah. It's way too much. Way too much. Thank you, Mike. I talked to a prominent former golfer today. Adam Carter, and he acknowledged to me, he hates Goldie Gopher. Finds Goldie Gopher repulsive.
What?
And wants Goldie Gopher to be replaced.
Oh, my God.
What is your reaction to that?
I'm flabbergasted. I love Goldie. I'm not even a huge Gopher fan, but I love Goldie.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole head spinning thing, you just mesmerize?
I just think he's a very enjoyable mascot.
Yeah. Which mascot do you want eliminated?
Nordy.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say
that.
What
is Nordy?
Because Nordy committed to the bit when he blew his knee out on the crashed ice course.
Yes.
So he gets a pass. The TC Bear, come on.
TC.
Get rid of Victor.
Which one, the first or the second or the third?
First one's very bitter. Get Victor. Bring back Ragnar.
20 seconds ago, John Candy died on this day in 1994. You think of John Candy in what way? What first comes to mind?
Great Outdoors.
Yeah. I just think SCTV, right? Just was brilliant at him. All right, sir. Get out of here.
All right.
Adam Carter, back